Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice and wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Hope you all are having an incredible, incredible day. Let me tell you something. I waited to record this podcast later in the week, and it's kind of strange that I did. So if you've been keeping up with any news lately, there was an incident that happened really close to where I live. And it involved a sheriff's deputy shooting another unarmed black man. This one, unfortunately, has to deal with somebody that my wife knows. So, apparently the story is so far, I don't have all the details, so I'm not trying to pass any judgment, but apparently the victim actually had his car was broken down at a local gas station. So he called the cops. The cops brought him home, you know, just giving him a ride home because his car was broken down. And apparently a couple hours later, the guy's brother, I think, called the police because of like a domestic disturbance. I don't know if they got into an argument. I think the guy really was being a little irate about going back to the gas station to try and get his car towed to the house because he didn't want some random person to tow it away thinking it was like a derelict car or whatever. Whatever happened, the cops were called. The same deputy that gave the guy a ride home is the one that showed up, and apparently he shot the guy like 10 times. So the details are very sketchy. We don't exactly know what happened, why it happened, what was going on. According to the brother, though, the brother said that when the police arrived, there was like seconds between the time that the policeman got out of the car and shots were fired. So, yeah, we really don't know. The only thing we know is another deputy shot another unarmed black man. Now, this guy is in the hospital. He is in serious condition. They call it stable. Originally, they said he had non-life-threatening injuries, but because my wife knows the guy, he got shot like 10 times. He got shot in the face, in the chest, in the stomach. So they had to do all kinds of operations. Like, he's still in a coma, so he's still not awake and saying anything as of the time of this recording. He hasn't been talking, so we don't have his side of the story yet. He's in pretty bad shape. So it is sad that we are still, it seems like every day of the week we are dealing with either a mass shooting or a police officer involved shooting. And it's been that way since, you know, this country's reopening and kind of, you know, getting back to normal. So I really want to talk again about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And I purposefully waited until I saw, so sad, the season finale of the show. And let me tell you something. Thing had me in tears. I was literally crying from, and I really don't want to drop any spoilers, but it was a very, very emotional episode. And I see that Marvel is not shying away from diving right into the racial tension that is going on in this country right now. I mean, they are leaning into it possibly as hard as they can. They are doing a beautiful job. I will say, if you have not had a chance to check out The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, please check that out. It was an incredible, incredible series. I think I actually enjoyed that more than WandaVision, now that I think about it. You know, WandaVision was about the fantasy. It was about the dream world, the made-up world. And it was a very interesting story that was tied into that. But Falcon and Winter Soldier, that's about some real stuff going on right now, man. Good God, it was such a good show. And I'm eagerly looking forward to watching Mortal Kombat coming straight to HBO Max and theaters today. I don't know if people are still going to the movie theaters, but I'm going to watch that a little bit later on this evening with a glass of wine, so I'll be able to talk about that next week. But yeah, I'm still holding on to my AMC stock because I don't believe in like the meme stock thing, but I believe that AMC actually has some area to rise, so jumping back into the money conversation, if you guys are not investing in companies that you know about and like and appreciate, then you're missing out. It's almost to the point now where you have to invest. Like, investing is not an option. The way that we're living, the way that the things are being presented to us, just working jobs is not enough. Like, you have to have some sort of second job or second hustle, side hustle, another income stream just to survive. Like, this is crazy. So anyway, aside from all of that, just wanted to give a quick recap of what I had going on. What I really want to talk about today, though, is the people's self-image, the way that people value themselves, and how we can get around a lot of people in their negative image that they have. So I talk about Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and in that particular TV show is a character, the Winter Soldier. Well, he used to be the Winter Soldier, but they've kind of gotten all of that negativity out of him. But he is a character that is left with his actions of the past, and he is really trying to make up for what he has done. And I really like going back to that character because I see so much realism in that character. Now, people that are walking around maybe listening to this podcast, they might not have been hired assassins that went out and actually killed people. But I do believe that people have this ability to really just redraw or recreate bad scenarios that have happened to them in the past, and they just live that stuff over and over again, and their futures, they've made it up in their mind that their future is going to be determined by what they did in the past, the mistakes that they made, the negative outcomes that they had, the decisions that they made that didn't turn out quite right, and other people who have something to say about what they did. And it all leads back to people and realizing their own self-worth. So I want to encourage everybody, really start to dig deep into looking at yourself in a different light. I don't believe, when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of it, I don't think there's anything that anybody can change about their life until they change their perception of themselves. Because if you think that you are a bad person, no matter what good comes your way, no matter what kind of money you have, no matter what physical appearance you have, you will do something to sabotage your entire life. It might be people will look up to you. They think that you've got it going on. You might be on social media sharing pictures of crap that you bought or places that you've been or whatever, whatever. But if you don't like yourself, you will sabotage everything about you. And on the outside, you look like everything is fine and hunky-dory. But on the inside, you'll be broken and miserable. And that's what, and everybody has to get to that interior fight. They got to do that on their own. Unfortunately, there isn't any medicine to take. I know some people like might try to drown that feeling, maybe with alcohol, maybe with drugs, but it still comes back to you and how you view yourself. Me and also, actually, like, we all have issues with how we perceive ourselves. I think everybody has kind of like a, it's very easy to develop a low self-esteem and think that you don't deserve happiness or you don't deserve peace or you don't deserve money or riches or things like that. But I'm here to tell everybody that we all deserve that stuff. When it comes to things like money and riches, if you notice, the government is just continuing to print money. So it's not like money is a scarce thing. There is an abundance of money for everybody. But some people think that they don't deserve it. There's an abundance of happiness within everybody. Anybody can be happy in their current situation, no matter what they're going through. It's just that people believe that they don't deserve to be happy. So I want to talk about some steps, some tips, some things that you can do to hopefully look deep inside and change that image that you have of yourself. You know, that whole looking at yourself in the mirror and like, what do you see? Do you see somebody that you can't stand, or do you see somebody that you're in love with? And hopefully, I want people to start looking in the mirror and start seeing somebody that they are in love with. So let me take a quick break. I'll be right back and we will dive into this self-image program that I've got going on. So I'll be right back. Hey guys, DeCourcy Williams coming at you, and I want to introduce you to my blog. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but you can find it by visiting www.9w6e.com. Of course, I'll have it in the show notes description. If you can't click on the link, just make sure that you go check it out. I want to draw your attention to the tab that says biohacking supplements. You know, biohacking is the art of taking a supplement and forcing your body to work at its best. And I have a particular supplement that I really want you guys to experience. It's called Brain Reimagined by VeloVita. It is an incredible supplement that has me working at my best. It's healthy brain food, guys. So what that does is give you bursts of energy, improved mental focus, and incredible mental acuity. So go check out my blog today, and you can get some more information about how you can get your hands on some. All right, well, hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much for sticking with me. And we're talking about, in this episode, people's self-image and self-perception. And hopefully this will be the spark that'll allow people to look at themselves in a more positive light, instead of seeing themselves as this as a negative or a bad or a whatever person. So the first thing I want to talk about, probably one of the biggest things, is our egos. Now, lots of times our ego is what drives people to make a bad decision. Maybe not make a bad decision, make a decision that wouldn't normally fit with how they would normally live their lives. So when I say your ego, so when you let your ego take control of your personality instead of remaining in control of your own self, your ego is the thing that'll tell you that you're either right or wrong. You're either a winner or a loser. You're either a champion or you're last place. Those types of things, and we all have them, and I know it's almost impossible to get rid of, but you've got to be able to calm that part of your mind down. Those are the things that lead us to certain decisions that might not have the best outcome for us. We have to realize that we are not our egos. Now, our egos aren't a negative thing. We just have to learn to calm it down. We have to learn to allow it to work with us and for us instead of being in control. So a quick example, you might identify with being excellent in business and management, but your personal life might be in a horrible area. You might see yourself as you're winning on one end, but you're losing on the other. Now, business, If you have a high business acumen and you're excelling in that, that'll cause you to feel great about that part of your life. But if you come home and, you know, your spouse can't stand you, your kids can't stand you, that's your ego will allow that to one person to say, well, I'm winning in this area, so I don't need to pay attention to this other area because I'm still a winner. But if you're winning at work and you have hell at home when you step in the front door, then you're not really winning. So getting that ego under control instead of allowing it to control us is probably a really, really big thing. Now, as far as actually doing that, that is, like I said, that is something that we all struggle with, something that even I struggle with. So a couple of tips that I have for you. Be mindful of your present situation, whether you're at work, whether you're at home, whether you're doing your leisure activity, have the ability to be mindfully, fully present in whatever you're doing. Now, sometimes that's going to mean that when you're at home, you're not thinking about work. You're not thinking about the things that you should have done to make the day a better work day. When you're at work, don't think about being what you need to do when you get home, things that you should have done at home or things like that. When you make sure that you're fully present in whatever situation that you're in, things that come up, you take care of them. You make sure that they're done right then and there. So that's number one, being mindful and having the ability to be fully present. Number two, shift your perception for a better understanding. I always talk about empathy on this channel. Shifting your perception, meaning being able to see certain situations from different points of view. Now, I know everybody likes to live in their own bubble. They like to see things the way that they want to see them. But sometimes you got to get yourself out of your own body. You got to get out of your own way and have that ability to shift your perception to maybe somebody else's point of view. Take on the role of your spouse, your significant other, or your children and ask yourself, would you want a certain situation to happen with you if you were the person coming home and your family life is in disarray? If you were on the other side of, if you were on the receiving side of that disarray, would you want to be in that position? You know, think about it. If you're at work and you're, for lack of a better term, if you're like a slave driver at work, try and put yourself in your employee's perception. And now I know businesses aren't catered for us to be able to do that. Like, I understand that part. But the way that you talk to people and the way that you interact with people, you can control that. The business doesn't have any control or say so over that. So that's what I mean there. Like, shift your perception and try to see things from other people's point of view. Number three, another big one. Avoid falling into the compare game. And I know that social media has made this almost impossible. Social media has caused all of us to either share what we're doing, what we have done, something that we've purchased. Let me tell you something, and I'm about to do it. I'm not even going to lie. I've had a kind of a bad situation that I've turned into a good one, and I want to share it with people. The thing in question is a car loan that I've had for quite a while. I've had it for longer than I should have, and I finally got it paid off. Now, this is a loan that probably should have taken like four or five years for us to get handled and taken care of. It is, maybe I'll tell the entire story about that on another episode of the podcast. But let me tell you, I went to hell and back getting this car paid off, but now I finally done it. And I'll probably share something about it on social media. Now, some people might take that as a showing off type bit. Some people might take that as a, you know, as a who cares type bit. But I am really proud of something that me and my wife was able to do. And it might seem small to some people. It might seem really big to some other people. But the compare thing on social media or in anywhere in life, that will lead to despair, maybe depression, the low self-esteem, that whole keeping up with the Joneses thing, man, that thing is rough. For real, that thing is terrible. So avoid falling into the compare. You're perfect just the way that you are. You're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. You're setting yourself up for whatever that you have that's coming to you. You're setting yourself up for it. You're setting yourself up for the good and for the bad, mind you. But you've got to understand that just because you've got something good happening to somebody else that you might see, that doesn't mean that your stuff isn't coming. You're planting your seeds. We're always planting seeds, and we get the harvest of those seeds at some point or another. So don't compare yourself to anybody else. You're cool. You're all right. Number four, I like to call this channeling your inner rock star. I believe that everybody has that rock star in them. They've got that person that can perform on a high level at anything that they put their mind to. It's just that we go through life and we are told to pull ourselves back. We are told to calm down. We are told to not be loud and boisterous. We are told not to be vain and show off things that we have. And that, I believe, leads us to subconsciously try to bury our talents and our gifts and our natural selves. Like, it's almost kind of like we're taught. Perfect example. In school, we are taught to sit in line, like elementary school. And I know you've heard me say this before. You've probably witnessed this before. We're taught to sit in lines. We are taught not to speak. We're taught to raise our hands unless we want to speak. We are even taught to have to ask when and when we cannot go to the bathroom. And all of these things correlates to how we live our lives. Lots of people are not able to get out of that mindset of having to ask somebody for permission to be able to do anything. People ask for permission to, like, when you get a job. You ask permission to go to the bathroom. You ask permission when you can take vacation. If your vacation doesn't coincide with somebody else that wants to take a vacation, then you might just be asked out. You're not getting that vacation. So anybody that knows what I'm talking about, you know that the pain of having to go through that, being told no for something that should just automatically happen, that's kind of a hard pain to deal with. So we go through life and we are taught to bury our actual personalities. And I want to encourage you, Don't lose that person. Do not lose who that person is. When you look in the mirror, you actually want to be able to look at yourself and say, I know exactly who you are and I know what you like, and there's nothing about me that is buried. I'm letting myself be free. So, number five, be true to yourself. And that goes hand in hand with the channeling of your inner rock star. So when you find out who that inner rock star of yours is, you can be true to that person. Your actions will be true to that person. Your actions will be true to who you are. And you will live your life in a constant state of truth. And that is how you will be able to raise your level of self-esteem. Number one, being mindful, being able to live fully in the present time. Number two, being able to shift your perception and have the ability to see things from other people's point of view. Number three, avoid playing that compare game, that keeping up with the Joneses. And number four, let loose that inner rock star. Make sure that you stay connected with the real person that you are. And number five, be true to that real person that you are. Be true to your rock star. Live your life as yourself. Instead of trying to fit yourself into somebody else's mold or somebody else's idea. I'm trying my best to do that with my son right now. Telling him that even though he's 11, now I've had the conversations with him about being true to who he is and living his life as he is, but it's kind of difficult as a parent to tell your child to be who you are and don't let anybody tell you how you should act, how you should be, how you should live your life, even if it's me or your mother. And that's the big part. Us as parents, we have to have that ability to tell our children, to have the courage to be who they are, no matter what anybody thinks, even if it's their parents or their grandparents or anybody else. I've tried to instill both of that into my kids. And you know, as parents, we just pour things into our children and we hope things that stick will be like the positive things. And it always amazes me how when somebody might be angry with a member of their family, and one of the things that they might say is something to the effect of, well, you weren't raised like that. Well, you know what? Just because somebody was raised a certain way, that doesn't mean that they're going to follow in those exact footsteps all of the time. Like, everybody has to figure out life on their own, no matter what they've been handed, no matter what advantage they might have or disadvantage. No matter what, each individual person is responsible for their own life. Now, when you raise your kids, you pour into them, you give them advice, you give them pointers, you try to lead them in the right direction or what you think is the right direction, but they still have to figure out their own way. And that's what all of us are doing. So, but anyway, that was kind of like a side tangent. That is what I have. I hope those pointers will actually enable whoever's listening to this podcast to be able to, you know, increase their self-value, increase their self-worth. I know a lot of people out here like to act like they don't need anything like that. People act like I've got it all under control. Like, I don't need anything. I'm good. But you know what? When you're in your room, when you're alone, when you're by yourself, and you've got to confront that person, which is you, what are you really, really feeling at that time? So I want to leave you guys with that. Thank you very much for joining me. Don't forget, follow me on my various forms of social media. Find me on Instagram at Corsi the Wine Lover. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, you know, all of the above. And don't forget about my blog, 9w6e.com, or I like to call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, where you can find out about my Wine of the Month Club. You can find out about Brain Reimagined from Vela Vida. You can find out about Valentus, the incredible calorie-burning coffee, and all of the stuff that I've got going on. So I thank you guys very much for listening. You guys have an incredible, incredible weekend, and I will talk to you in the next one.